The troubled East Indian state of Gujarat today held elections for a new assembly. The ruling BJP, the Hindu Nationalist Party that leads India's coalition government, is facing a strong challenge from the Congress Party. Earlier this year, Gujarat was the scene of some of India's worst religious violence when a Muslim mob attacked a train filled with Hindu pilgrims, killing nearly 60 of them. In the resulting revenge attacks, more than 1,000 people, most of the Muslims, were killed and tens of thousands driven from their homes. From Gujarat, NPR's Michael Sullivan reports.
9 months after the violence that engulfed the state, some Muslims are still afraid to go home. Several hundred are crammed into the basement of a wedding hall in Ahmedabad, Gujarat's commercial capital. They sleep on a concrete floor, their few possessions, mostly cooking utensils and clothes piled around them. The people here are from the Gulbarg neighborhood, a few miles away, a place where Hindus and Muslims used to live together. All that changed on February 28th when a Hindu mob descended on the neighborhood, seeking to avenge the Hindu pilgrims killed on the train the day before. Gulab Bibi, a 50-year-old widow, remembers that night well.
They killed my daughter-in-law with a sword. Then they killed my son with a blow to the head. And then they hacked my son-in-law to death, also with a sword. And then they burned their bodies and our houses and our belongings. After what I saw, I'm not going back because it could happen again.
Frantic residents made phone calls to police begging for help. None arrived for several hours. By then, it was too late. All those living in this shelter who are eligible to vote say they will do so today and vote against the BJP and its chief minister, Narendra Modi, the man they say condoned the carnage, a man whose not-so-subtle rhetoric gives Gujarat's Muslims reason to fear.
Bharat Mata Ki! Bharat Mata Ki!
On Tuesday, the BJP chief minister delivered one of his standard stump speeches in a village outside Ahmedabad. His message, and that of BJP campaigners in general, relentlessly anti-Muslim. Modi spoke of the need to keep Gujarat safe and of his success in keeping the Muslims from seeking revenge for the attacks against them earlier this year. I have read in the papers that the Muslims have issued a fatwa urging their people to vote against me, Modi tells the crowd. If you care about Gujarat and for the good of India, then return us to power. Vote for the BJP. Modi's anti-Muslim and anti-Pakistan rhetoric is popular in Gujarat, where Hindu revivalist sentiment, or Hindutva as it's called, runs strong, and where Muslims make up less than 10% of the population. Much of the BJP's support comes from Gujarat's middle class, many of whom live in the state's main city, Ahmedabad. Outside a busy McDonald's, 25-year-old Bhavesh Ladwani explains why he's voting BJP.
I'm voting for the BJP because they support the Hindus and protect the Hindus, and because India should be a 100% Hindu country, not 80% Hindu as it is now. The Muslim here should go live in Pakistan. Then we won't have all this problem.
Another customer, 32-year-old Sanjay, nods in agreement.
My biggest concern is safety as a Hindu, and I believe the BJP is doing a good job. When the riots happened between the Hindus and the Muslims, the BJP gave us Hindus good protection. I have to think about my children too, and I think they'll be safer with the BJP in charge.
For these voters and for many others, issues of governance are taking a back seat in this election to the notion of religious identity. The opposition Congress Party is eager to end the BJP's rule here. It is a party that has long championed a vision of India as a secular nation, ethnically and religiously diverse. But in a shameless attempt to woo Hindu voters away from the BJP, Congress has adopted what analysts here call a soft Hindutva campaign. The party's Gujarati election manifesto backpedals on the notion of India as a secular nation and downplays the violence directed against Muslims earlier this year. The approach appears to be working. Opinion polls showed Congress just a few points behind the BJP going into today's election. Chunibai Vaidya heads the People's Struggle Committee in Ahmedabad. He is a staunch secularist and a follower of Mahatma Gandhi. Vaidya says Congress's calculated move to the right is unfortunate but understandable.
One would not like to lose power only because of taking side with the Muslims. Because by taking sides with the Muslims, then 80% of the majority votes, Hindu votes will be lost. So they don't want to run that risk. But so far as this is concerned, you know, Congress is our lesser evil or lesser devil selection.
A Congress victory, analysts say, would deal a severe setback to the BJP-led coalition which governs India. The BJP has suffered several recent setbacks in local elections around the country. A loss here could even threaten the stability of the BJP-led government in New Delhi. But a BJP victory, analysts say, will help the party revive its flagging fortunes nationwide. Results are expected by Sunday. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Ahmedabad.